I'd like to call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied and adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Since we're already standing, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Have a roll call, please.
Hagan.
Yep.
Joel.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Suarez.
Here.
Leyva.
Here.
McDonald.
Here. Okay. Well, we're here to talk about the budget. Ms. Turchin, would you like to begin for us? Okay.
Yeah. I just had a couple of things I wanted to say before we got into some discussions. Natasha and I provided you with what I consider to be a pretty solid starting ground for this year's budget. This budget is very preliminary. As you know, in my memo I sent to you that we are missing a few key factors here with this budget. The first one is the police department shared services agreement. This budget has a 4% increase worked into it, which I feel is high. I think Natasha agrees with me, but we did put that in there. The settlement of the CWA contract, this budget has a 2% increase. And the capital items, which you can see on my memo that I said that we should, I did make some reductions to bring it to a flat budget to give you that starting point. The only other thing that's not confirmed, and we won't have that confirmed until the end of the month when we have our financial statements, is the final number for the tax collection rate, which would give us our reserve for uncollected taxes, which we all know has an impact, can go up or down. So that's where we've started you off with a recommendation for a flat budget. And if anything you want to add, Natasha, I think
the only thing is, in addition to the budget, does include additional DPW employees.
Correct.
Because Christine and I believe that we need one with DPW employees. However, we do have to use.
It does include it. It does.
It does. It does. That employee. It's up to you to allow us to have this employee or not.
Is there any other changes for employment,
the
situation,
full-time.
For anyone else?
The only other change is in the tax collector's position, which we reduced from full-time to part-time.
Starting.
It didn't seem to go down much. I was surprised at how much the salary
correct.
Was.
Because
it's partial
when
year.
She retires, she will have a payout.
Right.
And her payout and what we will save the first year is almost equal.
Okay. I was wondering why it was so high. That was one of my questions.
I actually had the same thing when I was doing the budget. I was like, I should have a savings. Where did the savings go?
Okay.
And I looked and she had a payout for her vacation and sleep and everything that she was entitled in accordance with the contract.
Okay.
That's pretty much keeps the savings.
Speech part. So when is she retiring? It is going to be
the
March?
The end of March.
The end of March. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So that's it. So anything else for employees? That's pretty much
yes.
We have.
On the employee side, but that's it, right? Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Code enforcement, is it going to change in hours or anything like that? Or?
Code enforcement, I believe right now we're going to keep it the same hours.
There's a small increase in mayor and council.
There is a small right. increase in mayor and council. I think I outlined all of that on the memo.
Correct.
Requested by the mayor, so that's up for discussion. As far as the capital items, I did really want to touch on that. Recreation had made a request for, you can see, $17,365. My recommendation is to remove it from the budget and bring recreation in to justify that request. It revolves around replacing the fencing on the grandstand at the Borough Park. Right now they have an estimate of $13,000. They'd
well,
like
I think
to
Mr. Thompson has something to add to that.
They didn't seem to give me an idea of how much it was going to cost.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. They were just giving you conceptual.
Right.
Okay.
A couple of other small items for rec are new lounge chairs, repainting of the pool surface, and they'd like council to pick up the cost of the background checks. That's in their capital request. I think we should take it out of this budget. I also think the new safe for the finance office should come out of the budget as well.
in other words, the...
The only other capital item is the loader, right, which we did put into this budget. Our loader is over 30 years old.
So if we take everything out that you're recommending, then the $66,553.57.
It's flat.
With that, it would be a 2-cent increase.
No.
No, it's it would be flat.
It'd be flat.
It equals out that. You know what I mean? What they're saying is this $65,000 with the requested.
Exactly.
Those reductions.
What I'm saying, if those were still,
if they stayed,
yeah, they would be 2 cents.
1.7.
You get less than 2 cents. They would less like 1.7.
Yeah,
1.7.
Excuse me, Christine. What for capital expense?
7.8 cents.
For capital expense, did you include in there repair of one of the units up here for the AC?
I did not.
Let me
touch on the loader before we get into the air conditioning unit. The loader that we did work into this budget at a cost of $129,000. What Natasha and I would like to do is use the $112,000 that we received in federal grant money for the downtown to offset the expense for the loader. 30 years old. We really have to look at buying a new one. In the past 2 years, we've spent $10,000 in repairs on the loader. So I think this plan to buy the loader using that money is a good way to reduce the impact on the budget itself.
All right. As for the loader pricing, where did you go to get that? I mean, is it, you know, that's the...
We had three estimates.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I can't remember the name of the company's... Caterpillar, tell me, is that?
Yeah.
John Deere and...
Yeah, they're the top brand.
K, I don't know.
Kubota.
We got the estimates from. I feel those are solid estimates, and we got three, and they're all within that range.
Did you inquire at all where the county gets theirs at discount or the state? Because maybe there's some sort of discount that we can get for
the
government.
We have to go bid for this.
Well, yeah, but...
And we did look on the state contract. I don't believe that there were loaders on the state contract. That's why we got the three estimates.
Okay.
As far as the air conditioning in the fire hall, $25,000 is the estimate to fix the air conditioning in the fire hall.
That would be all the air conditioning or just the one of those units?
There's two air handlers that need to be replaced.
So that fixed. If there's $25,000, that would be enough to totally repair the system.
That would be enough to repair the fire hall. That's correct. The rest of the building has been repaired.
Right.
The fire hall.
And now, okay, if everyone else doesn't have any questions for capital, what about for maintenance for the building?
That's
it's already worked into it. It's already worked into it. That is.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Buildings and grounds maintenance. That's already put that.
Okay. So no other big. Project.
But what about the roof, though? Are we looking at any repairs to the roof? I know we've got some leaks over the years.
We do.
Yeah.
I don't have any estimates for leaks from the roof. We certainly could get those estimates for council.
Okay.
I think we're going to have room once we get some of these final numbers.
Depends on the reserve fund.
Exactly.
Okay. Once we know exactly what the collection rate is and the numbers are confirmed, then... we will know how much room we have.
Right.
Because right now we build approximately $55,000 increase in reserve fund collected taxes. Now, our collection did go down. And if you recall last year, our collection rate was low.
Mm-hmm.
But what we did is we did a resolution authorizing us to average 3-year collections.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have such a drastic change in reserve fund collected taxes, and it was still pretty high. So I foresee us again using the resolution to average 3 years of collections. Of course, now we have
two years
of bad that are low. So we will have a reduction that will make us
increase
reserve fund collected. The way Christina was talking yesterday, and I said, the way the reserve fund collected is calculated, it says, what is your total budget? Now, how much of it you have revenue to, you know, back up for? Then you take the difference. And that says this is what you need to raise in taxes, and then you presume that you're only going to collect 90%, and that's where the reserve fund collected number is calculated. So the lower our budget is, let's say today we decided to take 66,000 out, that definitely lowers our budget. Once it lowers our budget, it makes the need for taxes less, it makes your reserve fund for the taxes requirements lower. So before I can calculate what we need in reserve fund, we need to have the rest of the lines negotiated, you know, and agreed upon. So what I'm looking for you, you know, is guidance. Is, are we keeping 66 in the budget? Are we taking it out? Is there something else you want out or you want in, so we can calculate what the reserve is going to be once we confirm the collection rate?
So do you want to go through the room and have everyone share their thoughts of it, you know, suggestions or recommendations, and maybe we all have similar items, or?
The first question I personally have is the reserve for tax appeals and the impact of that potentially. I mean, explain that a little bit.
Right now, I don't know of any substantial tax appeals in the municipality.
But doesn't he already have some money in his budget for that?
He doesn't have any money in his budget. Back in 2010, we budgeted $75,000 for the tax appeals. Luckily, we didn't have to use anything. Those funds are still reserved if any tax appeals do arise. As you are aware, one substantial tax appeal could eat $75,000 in a matter of one. Because you got, what's the sewer facility, DSS?
Yes.
If they move out and they claim that the plant is not worth as much as it's worth today on the books, if the assessor acts on time and lowers the value and spreads the tax, there's no impact on tax appeal. Let's say they move out and we didn't lower their value, or they didn't think we lowered it far enough, or, you know, whatever reason, and they file for the appeal, we could have a substantial liability on our hands. But, you know, this is all could potentially, maybe, you know, that's what budget is, it's plenty. So if we have room, I would love to build reserves, because anytime you build a reserve, it makes you municipality more solid. Like your savings that happen. It's nicer to have one versus leave on the checking.
And that helps your credit rating a lot.
Exactly. However, if the goal is to have a flat budget and let the residents that are already struggling with everything else out there to have, you know, no increase in taxes, then maybe we can put it off one more year and live without that increase. And then if something does happen, we'll deal with it at that time.
Just on this tax appeal thing, I believe it was 21 or something that they had just regular residential appeals. This year it's like not a big percentage of people take tax appeals. And something like that Natasha's talking about would be for when we go to court, if we had to go to court. And our newly hired tax assessor has experience in going to court as well. So, you know, that would maybe help to save us some money there.
Well, if he goes to court, he has to have an... so much more legal costs, we're not even going to go.
Well, it, when it gets this into is, commercial, yeah.
This is only if we lose in court and we have to pay out.
Right.
We just don't want another Bellinger scenario where they
have
a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Okay. Dave, do you have comments you want to make?
I'm okay with taking that $66,000 out. There is one thing that that I would like to see done, and that is the sewer rate come down. We're using that. I personally believe that that's being used to pay back. That's a way of skirting the taxes to pay back the stupidity, the ineptness, the unconscious actions of previous councils and professionals here. Now, we raised it $5 because we had to make up $300,000. If you look here, it says we have a fund of a fund balance, I'd like to say surplus, of over $700,000. And I know that that's going back to, we're going to use that to pay uniforms back.
Right.
How much of that $700,000 is going to take back? That's like $300,000.
Let's talk about the interfund. What you have in your memo is interfund as of December 31st, 2011. In 2012 budget, you used $441,000 of it to anticipate in the budget to pay the interfund, to put $60,000 aside for the sewer project. So you're down to 300. I'll just round the numbers. We will generate some surplus this year. Once we close the books, I'll tell you exactly what it is. We're just closing the books. However, in the next year budget, if you look, I'm anticipating almost 400 something, I'm anticipating $300,000 more of surplus because my goal, and I think your goal too, is to get rid of TAM. In order to get rid of tax anticipation notes, we need to have our inner funds paid because that's what is tempering us. In order to do that, I'm anticipating 400, I'm anticipating, where is the number?
You said 300,000.
That's in the surplus, but I have deferred charges. Let me look at my computer because it's not
okay. So
I'm anticipating $459,000 of inner funds, pretty much, or most of it inner funds, used to pay the balance of the inner funds. And this way we will have no inner funds between the sewer capital, sewer operating, and the general operating. That will allow us not to issue the TAM.
So 2014, this will be after this year, 2014?
Then let's discuss it. Let's see what we have on the book and, you know, what you guys want to do.
In other words,
it's always open for discussion next year. You don't know what's going to happen. You know, you could have, you know, God forbid, these pipes collapse.
What if you just reduce it by like $1? It's something showing that we're cutting it.
The sewer
rate.
Right.
Yeah. From what, 45 to 44?
A month?
Yeah.
It's $12 a household. We'll have to run the numbers what that really means. Because you're not really generating the surplus because the rate is too high. The surplus that has been generated in the last 3 years is because the loans you have borrowed from New Jersey Infrastructure were refinanced.
Okay.
So we budgeted, and then they didn't bill us as much because they refinanced them.
And that's still going to be paid off.
Once it's paid off.
But the infrastructure loan is going to be paid off in 2017?
I think that is it.
Yeah, 2017 and 2012. I have the service schedule here. So,
but it's still the same term of the loan. It's just the payment is low.
Correct. Like last year we didn't pay $117,000 that we were supposed to pay. This 117 went directly, you know, into the benefit of. I have
paying back the interest.
I have debt going all the way back to.
So it's not the sewer rate that's paying off these inner funds.
Correct.
It's our lower loan rate.
We're not spending.
Because according to you and Stephanie Lewis, this is the rate we need to maintain this sewer plant.
That's not true. If we generated, listen, what did we generate last year, $440,000?
Yeah, we saw
something like that. Yeah.
Okay, so take out your $130,000 or $110,000 that we didn't pay, we're still generating $300,000 a year. You understand? You know what I'm saying there?
Mm.
We're still generating $300,000.
But we still need to have that for when we need improvements done and.
Listen, we signed a 5-year extension on that contract. Correct?
Correct.
Right.
Which takes us to what? 2018?
Yeah, 2017,
2018. Okay. So we will have already paid the loan off. So that last year from 2017 to 2018, everything that we get that we have to pay now for the loan is going to be strictly profit based on the user fees.
The loan isn't paid off. David, you want to do, I have debt service scheduled all the way to 2022.
Why is that?
That's what you have as a debt service schedule, right?
Yeah, because of all the bonds.
Okay.
Right, all the way to 2022. I mean, it's not substantial. 2018, where substantial chunk drops off, but you still have loans after
that.
So you're saying one more year, probably it's going
to
be substantial.
This year. I mean, if you're keeping the taxes flat this year, you know, you already. showing the effort of the, you know, the board working toward it. If you lower this year, I don't know what, you know, I would hate to lower it by a dollar this year, and next year I come to you and I'll say, listen, we didn't generate.
Yeah, and they'll go crazy if we have to increase it.
And we need the dollar back.
Right,
or so more.
Build some savings if you have, and then make a decision based on the fact what you have.
Well, we're still not on solid ground.
Right. What was our collection rate?
93.84, but that is probably going to be adjusted because of the it's cash collection versus collection with adjustments. You have to make the all kinds of schedules to calculate. So I would presume it's going to be a little bit lower than that.
Is anyone using the online thing? I don't think we did much of a good job promoting, raising awareness.
We had the training for online. They worked everything with PNC that's required to be worked. Employees had a training last week, I think the week before, it's kind of all merged. I'm actually having the interfaces written at home, and we're going to upload them on the server. And then the only thing that we will need to do is we'll ask our website guys to put the buttons.
Okay. Well, a lot of people out there have to have directly withdrawn from their mortgage too, so they have no option to actually pay themselves.
Right.
But and that actually might help our collection rate too.
Well, I'm hoping it helps a lot.
I mean,
so
it only helps if you have money in your checking account.
Yeah.
If you don't have money in your checking account, it doesn't matter.
Or you put aside money every month, so you don't get a lot.
What services you offer, people are just not going to pay.
Right.
I mean, and the fact that your collection rate dropped is not, you know, it's the Boro Washington issue. Collection rate dropped everywhere. I just finished, you know, Bridgewater books, and my collection rate dropped. I've never been below 99% collection.
99%?
Yes. I'm at 90.
Bridgewater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm at 90.89, and, you know, I'm going crazy to find out why, you know, but... And it's not just people are not paying that, you know, sitting on unemployment. I have hotels not paying. I have dealerships that are not paying. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's large ticket items.
Out of curiosity, do they do anything? Christina, this is a bone of contention of mine, this whole collection, right? Well, you know that, too. Is there any, like, can we have some kind of, like, campaign to raise awareness about this whole thing?
Good.
You know, like, because if you had 99%, people would be able to afford the taxes then because we wouldn't be paying $1 million.
And we can lower our taxes.
Is there anything Bridgewater does?
People don't understand the impact it has on the budget.
Right, people don't understand the impact it has on the budget. Is there something we could do? Like, I'm thinking, like, for the email blast, you know, kind of like the 10 o'clock news, do you know where your children is? You know, it's like, it's November 1st, you know, have you paid your taxes yet? Or on the blackboard out there, you know, it's February 1st. Have you paid your taxes?
It's a reminder, taxes due.
Yeah, those
can we give them, can we give them something?
After I send out the required delinquency that is mailed, you know, 2 days after your taxes, race year to fire. I bombard them with delinquency every single week. I mean, by the time they are done, they got so many pink papers, they're probably pissed off and upset because every week they open the mail and there's a pink paper from me going, you haven't paid me.
Do we do that?
Then,
we
should because
do
that damn bill is so high and you're using the money for something else.
and then
we do require delinquency, but I don't think we're bombarding that.
You're not bombarding that. You know, but then it's also cost of postage, so you have to decide, you know, which more.
I think we're going to think about that for another day.
And another thing that I do, I personally call everybody.
I like the email.
Well,
we could do
I really think that's a good idea to do a promotion campaign. And a good way to do it. You always should give something at the same time. So in other words, you pay taxes early. Pay taxes early, and you'll get a bucket of salt for your driveway. something that we could give back. You know what I'm saying? Or you give them. Are we allowed to give them a discount? If they pay early?
There's a law that allows you to give a discount, but don't forget what's your purpose.
Well,
if
I know. Right.
You have to raise it in the budget.
You weigh out, like,
you know,
if we can give something at the same time, we can do
that. I'm in Bridgewater. I ran the report of my high taxpayers that are open on December 14th, like 2 weeks before, and I call the owners. And I say, hey, just to let you know, you still owe me $60,000. It's not for me, but if you owe me on December 31st, you're going to pay me 6% penalty on a top of $60,000. So if you don't want to shell out $3,600, come and give me this for the 31st. And usually, it's...
So are you the actual tax collector?
No. But I want the money.
See, you know, we need to be more aggressive in this town.
So, I mean,
yeah.
we can look into, I mean, you don't have obviously as many businesses
right.
as we do, but we could look into something like that and see maybe we could encourage more residents to sign into the email blast.
Yes. I don't want to rely on that, though, because not a lot of people use that. But I'd like to work with you on something.
But, you know, we could, you know, try to do something.
Okay.
Can I ask another question?
About that.
Yeah.
What's the difference in the sewer surplus anticipated? The surplus anticipated from last year to this year?
Because the way it works is I build what I need in expenditures,
right.
and then that's run into. So, you know.
So you're using $120,000.
Well, my debt service is going down. If you notice, from 2012 to 2013.
Okay.
So I don't need as much surplus to make my budget work.
Okay, so then that surplus then is being taken out of there and paid back in interest.
Yeah. Well, all of the surplus is paying back in.
So let me ask you a question. What happens when we pay all the interest back?
That would be 2014, and I said let's talk about the surplus in 2014.
I thought last year we were talking like a 5 or 10 year plan.
Yes, but you also, you know, as long as I sit on this chair, I hear you saying, I don't want the tax anticipation note. I don't want to pay interest on the tax anticipation note.
Right.
We need to get rid of it as fast as we can. Well, if we have the surplus, let's pay the tax anticipation note because it makes no sense for me to keep the money in a checking account and earn 0.1 and then borrow money
mm-hmm.
in a current fund. And
or
4%,
the sewer is a user fee, not a tax.
Yeah.
But if we didn't use that money, we would have to raise taxes to pay back the interest.
So what would be the point?
The point is, do we need all of that?
But the inner fund was not created because there was tax issues. The inner fund was created because you had sewer projects that you didn't go and fund.
But where would we get the money from if we didn't take it from there? Tax. Because it has to be paid back.
Well, because inner fund was created back then, because you didn't borrow properly and on time on a sewer project.
See, that's what I was saying about.
You would have to, logically, why would you penalize the taxpayers? You would have to raise the sewer fee to pay all the inner fund. And that's what you're doing now. You're taking sewer fund dollars to pay off the inner fund.
So what happens when it's paid?
In 2014, when it's paid, let's look at the numbers. Let's see what we have.
I don't like that answer.
Your crystal ball isn't any better than yours.
I mean, we're taking $140,000 less than last year, the surplus anticipated. Right?
It's not got less. I need less.
Well, you need less. That's what I mean.
Right.
So it's not,
look at the debt service. Budget was $1.1 million something in this year. Right now, I mean, based on the schedule, it's $871,000. So I don't have as much debt to pay, and I have the same fees and everything, so I need less surplus. So I'm actually...
But wait a second. Correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm sure you will, is that you need less surplus. So what you're doing is you're taking more out of surplus to pay more and the inner funds back. You're leaving the surplus is here. You were expecting $440,000, so now you're taking more out to pay because you're not anticipating that you need as much. So you're taking more of that $400,000 out to pay back inner funds. Am I right?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
Are you
last year,
what I'm building a cushion that you don't think is necessary?
Here's what I do. Here's my budget. I need the sewer. $3 million.
Right.
And last year I needed 3.2.
Right.
So last year, presuming that my rent amount is constant.
You just pick a number.
Okay? Yeah, it's just a number.
Yeah.
So you did, you know, in my head. If I needed last year 3.2 and I had rent amount of $2 million, I needed 1.2 in surplus to make up the difference.
Correct.
This year, if my budget is now $3 million because my budget went down 200,
right.
and my rent is still 2. I only need $1 million of surplus in order to balance the budget.
Correct.
That's why we're going from 414, I think, to 300 on the budget side. Now, if you look at the inner funds I'm paying on the expenditure side, they're actually $459,000 of inner funds I'm paying. So I'm only using $300,000 of surplus, but I'm paying $459,000 in inner funds to clear them up.
This is what I thought. Everybody understand that?
Yep.
Are we
bottom
there?
Line is, next year we'll be in much better shape.
Next year, we should not have inner funds.
Right.
We will know what our fund balance
is. No, this is just made that increase like 2 years ago.
And
you know?
That increase were the fund.
We just refinanced our funds last year, too.
It was
about 4 years ago, 4 years ago, I think.
It was 2011. I started October 2010.
Right.
So the first year was 11 and 12. This is the third year.
Third year, yeah.
But if you remember why I said 5 years, it's because back in the beginning of 2011, when I've been here only 2 months, and I was asked what my plan is, I said we're going to pay the inner funds over time. We had $1 million in inner funds.
$1.4 million. Go ahead.
Sewer and other, that we had a general capital inner fund, but in the sewer we had $1 million, so it's like 900 plus. Thinking about $1 million and thinking about how fast can I pay it off at that time, I put $200,000 in this huge chunk to absorb every year. So that's why I said we'll pay it off within 5 years. Now, because we didn't have to pay debt and we had extra $100,000 drop in the fund balance, we raised the fees. Maybe we didn't spend everything we planned. We had salaries decreases that were charged to steward. We had a lot of little things that allowed us to build a bigger fund balance than I anticipated, because when I started, the fund balance was one.
It's been never been a negative.
Exactly. So that allowed us to build a fund balance. If I see the opportunity to pay it off in faster than 5 years, you know, I took that opportunity.
You have to look at it from my point of view. We were in the negative.
Right.
And now we're running $700,000 on a $5 increase.
Well, 700 cumulative, and you used 4, so you're at 3 right now. So I'm
it's not all because of the increase in the rate.
I'm banking on early some surplus right now.
Okay, so even if you use your numbers right there at 150, we still increased it almost $175,000.
That's so what? We're going to be in better shape next year then. That's a good thing.
I don't think you want to be close to having a zero balance.
Something's wrong.
You need that extra money there. I mean,
that's how you get to fix stuff at the sewer plant.
Right.
All of a sudden,
what's going to happen is we're going to have to raise something.
Everybody's missing the whole point.
Okay.
You're paying $459,000. Do we need to pay $459,000? That will keep the surplus there. Originally, we started at 200.
I think we need to pay off these inner funds, because don't forget, we've got that parking lot loan coming up.
Yeah, we got
it.
We need money in the surplus.
So we need to pay that off. We need to
pay to 200.
Right.
Yeah. That's next year we're getting that.
That's outside of sewer, but your point is
we can't use the money because of all these inner funds.
Right. That's why we have to get the inner funds out and out.
Additional interest that would be required to put in the budget. So what are you going to win? You're going to give people $1 back on sewer.
Cleaning up other
you're going to spread the paying the fund over 2 years now, but you're going to burden the current fund budget with additional interest and additional borrowing and tax anticipation.
But we don't know that.
And then we have
to get money.
Oh, if I don't get money,
so you can smack Dave when he needs it.
It's okay. Janine brought up a good point about the parking lot.
We should elaborate
on that. That was the whole goal, paying off these inner funds before the end of 2014, because we assumed that parking lot loan at the end of next year.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal is to have those inner funds paid off so we can assume that loan from the bid.
We have to assume it.
That's the Midtown
part. Yeah, but what's the figure?
Do you want
$300,000.
On the parking lot?
Yes.
About $350,000.
$305,000, I think.
$305,000?
The purchase was $305,000.
I'm dyslexic, I guess.
I mean, it'd be $305,000. Well, whatever.
It's around $300,000.
Yeah, it's around $300,000.
So, I mean...
So hopefully one more year.
Your budget and whatever decision you make, I'll go with it. I just recommend not to do anything this year.
I agree.
But I can understand why you want to lower it and show residents that you're working very hard at, you know. But the fact that you paid off almost $1 million in the funds in 3 years shows them that you're working forward, bringing your books back.
And you want to show the people that I talked to?
Yeah.
You're screwing me by taking the money to pay back out of my savings.
No,
not really.
You're not telling you.
You know what, though?
Right.
I think
most
if you
people
get some
don't even pay attention to
if
that.
You get some positive press,
they say,
press
oh,
to actually see that, and it's hard for me to get interviewed by the Express Times, and for her to say that to them, I think they might think differently about that.
Okay.
Because it's like paying off a credit card debt. If you pay more and more and more every month, you'll get that debt down, and you eventually have no debt.
And we've had that some of that good press, you know.
Right.
When they, that's why we put out the press release when we got the printer raised.
If you get a little credit card mentality,
we're doing it for the betterment of
all. We're just getting over that hump, trying to get over that hump. That's good. You know, we're paying our debts off. Little by little.
Yeah, that's the first thing that we should be doing.
Keep it that way.
Speaking of sewer, is the other pay, is that the engineer and the borough employee?
It's Veolia, it's everything that goes. Oh, you're talking about the salaries.
Because you just broken out, you know, where you see the...
Isn't he on a sewer budget?
That's just salaries and wages.
Well, because he's on
sewer. Boring, it's only municipal employees. It's not an engineer. Engineer is outside.
So where do we put in the budget for the engineer?
The other expenses.
Oh, that goes under OE?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So the 104,000 is the borough employees?
That's
wow.
2012, isn't it? In 2013.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Yeah, but that's a combination of
it's
three, everybody. Four, five of
right.
them.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Part is 50% of the sewer collected, 50% of their...
Yeah, no, I just wanted to make sure we had those pieces in there.
Yeah.
So it is. Okay. All right. You're still your turn. Go ahead.
And this sewer budget has another $60,000. For you know, set aside. We put 60 last year. We're putting another 60, so we're at $120,000 for that capital project that you're planning to do.
Right.
I always forget the name.
Which might not about to be that much.
If it doesn't, great. You only have $120,000.
Then you have more in your surplus.
There you go.
I don't want more.
No, but I'm saying it's more that so that you can we can lower next
something
year.
Else
right.
Other projects.
The more we save money in other areas, you don't need the higher rate.
Then next
kind of
year
we can maybe
eliminate
too.
Right.
So you know.
Well, you know, they're building the way they're building is so that they can.
Well, they put the laterals in, but still, they put the laterals in, but I mean, still, I don't know what the hold of the state.
You know, I like talking about the sewer plant. I'm okay with everything else.
Justin,
you're okay with
that?
Actually, yeah, I got two things. I'm okay with the $66,000 that Christine's recommending. That's fine with me. I agree with that. Let's take a step back here to page 20. The fire hydrant, the Jersey American Water. I had an idea. I know Janine saw it
and it's an excellent idea.
But I know they're looking to build that tower up there. I don't know if we're going to be able to take out the budget this year, maybe, unless you work something out. Yeah, they want to build a water tower from Washburn Road. I guess we have a piece of property up there that we own that they were looking at, and I was thinking that, well, okay, they charge $69,000 a year for hydrant services, or charges or whatever. You know, as a fireman, so these hydrants aren't being fixed. I can tell you that right now, because there's some oddball ones that I've been to that have been locked up or whatever. But anyway, besides the point, we can work out a deal with them for that property. Maybe, okay, we can reduce that $69,000 in half, or maybe have them... Or maybe say, okay, why don't we just take the $69,000 out of the picture? You got the land, do what you want.
I think so. If not, they should pay the tar tax.
And what we can do...
I'm not agreeing to that water tower unless
they
do something.
Right.
To attempt it.
The charges for the fire hydrants is...
It's ridiculous. It's
ridiculous.
And the ripoff.
It is.
I've actually spoke to New Jersey Drinking Water because this is $69,000. My bill in Bridgewater is $890,000. For the fire hydrant. And they give me,
you get 20 square miles on this, right? 32,
And I have 1,300 fire hydrants.
We only have 96.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, we had, they sent me a whole list. They told me that if I'm upset, I need to go to VCU, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And it's also based on what, exactly. Based on what area they put you in, and depends on your income level, they put you in different areas for the fire hydrant charges. And some people pay 20 cents a fire hydrant, and some people pay 70 cents. I should be lucky that I'm paying 45 cents a fire.
Right.
And I was like, what am I paying for? And I'm paying for the right to turn the fire hydrant on, and the water will be there.
Well, sometimes it doesn't always happen. Like,
and
I can attest to that.
This is the most ridiculous thing that people can charge for. But
here's my other question.
It's a racket
line. In closing with this, also, if they were to work a deal out with us, I know everybody wants to decrease taxes or whatever. That's almost 2 cents right there, I would say, probably pretty close to.
Yeah.
I like to earmark that for the roads, because the roads are in deplorable shape right now. If we can earmark that $69,000 every year for streets and roads, for road paving, we could probably do half a mile of road. I think a mile of road was quoted to us at $150,000 with the engineering. That's with Morris County Co-op, and for the engineering, which is $20,000, I think, for a mile of road. So if we take that in half, that's probably about half right there. So we could do half a mile of road every year, and then maybe if we budget for another half a mile, we could do a mile of road every year.
And you
end up
that's a lot of
right. From what I was told, I think we have, 32 miles of road or 22 miles of road in town, I think, or something like that.
I think that's right.
So if we could do a mile of road a year and pave it, that's a lot of road, and we could do a whole section of town for a mile of road.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether we need curbs or, you know, according to what the engineer wants, you know, as needed, but I think that's what could be used for that.
Is council in agreement that that I can negotiate that?
Yes,
that
sure.
Okay.
And if
it's worth talking about.
Yeah.
Well, negotiate higher
right.
So they can come
yeah,
down.
But, or tell them, you know, if they could.
I'd like to get rid of the 16
I would too.
Altogether.
I would too. If they could
so
do that.
Negotiate.
Rick, right, what do you want?
Should there be like the value of the property that we negotiate with them with?
Well, we already tried to ask them to buy the property.
And
they said no.
Right.
Okay.
That was our first negotiation.
How about rent?
Well, I thought
yeah.
Like rent, like
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
or
yeah, we're
going to
rent. We'll charge you $69,000
a year.
Well,
you can lease the property.
There you go.
Here's the other idea, and I know it's a little far-fetched also to go on top of that. If they do rent it from us, and they do put a water tower up, I'd like to approach a cellular phone company and see if they put a cell tower up there.
Right.
They pay anywhere between $1,000 to $10,000 a month rent just to put a tower on top of that, on that water tower. So
that's
we can capitalize on that property as well. So that's another idea, which is down the road.
But they have to approve it, right? New Jersey American Water would have to say okay to that.
Right.
If it's on the tower.
Absolutely, right. And we have to have them agree to it.
Do you have another place to put a cell tower?
Sure.
That's something I'd like to. But anyhow, we're getting off topic here. But anyway, the other thing I had a question about. I know. We're looking to hire another full-time road department employee. I think we need to hold off on that, and I think we can use that money maybe towards the roads again or something else, a capital improvement for the building, because, you know, let's face it, the roof on this place is getting bad. There's things around the grounds that might need to be fixed, so, you know, we might want to look into a generator maybe in the future, because the generator we have now has got to be an Army surplus. It's got to be over 30 years old, gasoline power.
That's why ours, we're borrowing it
yeah,
from the old
right.
water,
so
too.
If we can get it hooked up properly, we can have more lights in here and more electricity, so that we can use it as a heating shelter maybe or something, you know, even for emergency uses, I think that would be a good thing down the road too. So we got to start investing in our infrastructure a little bit more. So, you know, I don't know how everybody feels about that.
What exactly did you need the employee for?
Well, my biggest thing with the DPW is getting the new employee is that as we go through we got a new employee a few years back to save money. The economy has taken a turn. We're maintaining abandoned homes. A lot of our guys are their time spent doing that because we get complaints about high lawns, garbage. We can't ignore it. So I have to send DPW out there to clean up the properties. The banks are unresponsive. We're doing more with recreation. We're helping them out quite a bit at the park in their field. And we've had a lot of storms, and it's just taking up a lot of time to deal with these events that are going on, either due to weather or a sign of the time. I'm willing to forego the DPW employee for one more year, but I think we should look at it in the future.
Maybe we can
let me ask you a question on that.
Part-time employee, so there's no benefits. And
that's where I was
thinking.
Right,
and
part-time
someone
is off maybe
right.
A little bit later in the year, maybe mid-year.
Right, mid-year, say
mid-year and part-time, so we definitely save cost of the benefits, and we still have an employee
right.
Working.
Yes.
Was the reason that you put in the, Christine, was the reason you put in the budget because of the overtime that they were getting?
It's not overtime. It's It's manpower.
Right.
I need more manpower to take care of these items that are going on in the borough, the abandoned homes.
Right, sure.
You know, if they're doing brush cleanup, it's a scheduled brush day, and I've got to pull two guys off because I've had three complaints of 16 West Warren Street, you know, I have to do that.
Right.
And it builds up.
So you'd be okay with a part-time?
I would be okay with part-time, and I'd also be okay with discussing pushing it off to mid-year to save money that way.
Okay,
I'd recommend that.
If you're going back to overtime, how much overtime was there in DPW?
Off the top of my head, I can't.
Well,
this is
separate. Most of the DPW overtime came from storm cleanup.
Well,
you know, FEMA
to pay for that.
Right.
Then.
FEMA,
you would get reimbursed for that.
Yeah,
they
did meet with FEMA.
But we had, John was out. I mean, there's like, you're putting other people in overtime more, right? Because of.
Well, we're pulling in seasonals to help clean up the brush.
Okay.
According to our records, the overtime in 2012 wasn't tremendous. It was. $24,000.
Right. Does that include our
storm
cleanup?
Okay.
That came out. No, I'm actually lying. Taking it back. It's 4,200. 44 was the budget. So it's only $4,200. But that's because we were allowed to everything that relates to Sandy to be charged for the snow.
And don't they take a lot
of
comp time instead of actual cash?
Yeah. Okay.
The road department, doesn't the road department take a lot of comp time? As opposed to actual time and a half?
No. Not for storm-related cleanup or snowstorms, no.
Okay. They have in the past taken some.
Maybe they have in the past.
Okay.
I haven't had it come up. The only time they are taking comp time now is to work the Saturday that our DPW garage is open for the recycling container. That's the deal I made with them. Instead of paying them to be there a half day, I'm giving them comp time.
Okay.
The other two things I have, the last two things, the second is the increase for council and mayor. I'm not in favor of that. I think that's a good faith thing. I think, and people will see that if we decide not to take that, I think that's a good thing. And the
just
salary
that
increase.
Justin, history has shown that people don't say much about that one way or the other.
Personally,
just to explain why I put it in there,
is
that council has not had an increase in at least 8 years.
Okay, I agree. I agree there.
I'm not saying that we need it.
Right.
It's just in there for discussion.
Okay, no, that's fine. I understand that. That's perfectly fine. I'm not looking to make any money off the deal, beyond it, regardless. The other thing, too, I see the increases for, I don't know if we could discuss the CWA in here right now with this, that executive session?
No.
Okay.
Tuesday night.
Okay. Then that's all I'll hold off for that. That's it. That's all I got.
Rich? Anything to you?
No warning.
Okay. Nothing you have any concerns about?
I just have a couple of questions about maintenance or in here. It says, I'm looking for example, materials and supplies and stuff. You see a lot of that in different areas. Like janitorial, like for the building and also for the road departments. Couldn't we work together, like you get one vendor and one billing?
I believe we do.
I think
that all comes from a co-op.
Correct.
Okay.
But to extrapolate on that, a good idea might be to have it kind of like divvied up a little bit differently. So that, in other words, if we combine some of these, because if you add up all these supplies and janitorial chemicals, everything that, paper goods, it comes up to a lot, and you maybe have a lot in there in terms of budget. I mean, I could see it coming down quite a bit if you sort of divvy it out a little bit differently. Rather than let some department order a whole case of something, have the manager maybe assign somebody just who's in charge of that.
The janitorial supplies are for this building only.
Right.
So the only option would be to share with the Department of Public Works.
Yeah, okay.
I think if you
there's an option.
You're going to save yourself a lot
of
money.
Right.
You buy piecemeal,
you're going to be supplies for the fire department or the fire official.
That's what we do. We buy one huge.
Okay. You have to wait
and then charge it off to the various departments.
It's like,
yeah.
For instance, you go to ShopRite and buy. I'm not promoting ShopRite at all by any means. You go to ShopRite and buy, a case of soda, Coke or whatever, Coke. But if you go to Sam's Club and you buy a case or maybe a 30-pack, it's a lot cheaper per can than it would be to buy it from ShopRite in 12-pack. So that's kind of what we're looking at. You buy it in bulk, you know, you save yourself money. I know it looks like a lot on paper,
right,
but when you actually have it in your hands,
it's and that's kind of what the co-op does. The co-op buys it in bulk and sells it to us at a bulk price.
That's just my opinion. You don't have to go with that.
All right.
Try to explain a little better.
I have one other question, too. Is a lot of departments have miscellaneous. What's miscellaneous?
That's the question that's been asked for years, and it changes.
Do you have a specific department?
Every department's got miscellaneous.
Do you have miscellaneous?
Right. Like, the road department, the building maintenance, or...
I don't believe in miscellaneous. So when I do a budget, anything that says miscellaneous, I X it out. Whatever the amount is, I X it out completely until somebody comes forward and says, yeah, what is this for? So because I don't know what it's for, I'm not going to give a $3,300 for miscellaneous. Like the fire official, okay? He's like, a miscellaneous, what was that one? I don't know, it was like $3,300 or $2,300. I mean, that's like for what? I need to know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's different for all departments. I mean, road department, it could be they need to go out and buy a half a dozen quarter 20 bolts and nuts.
If you look at the
financial, you know, something like that.
Administration.
Or
that's what, you know, different departments.
I don't.
But that's why the manager has $300 available in petty cash.
Right.
That's his other. Roughly the same thing. And what was charged last year is we paid the bond council a specific bill. But I didn't want it to be lumped in professionals because I wanted to know exactly
how much it paid for bonds.
It stands on its own. So that's why I had zero budget, but that's why it was charged. So it, you know, looks better. Now, the tax collector, you know, she's got miscellaneous, and there is zero budget, so it really has no impact, you know, on what we're discussing here. But she charged $8. It could have been a postage that she went and she had to certify a letter. Or, you know, a pickup.
Filing fee at the county.
But it shouldn't be budgeted for, is my point. You don't need to budget for that. All you need to do is have available one manager account for these type things that come up, where there's a cap on it that you know in a budget in advance. So in other words, if department heads are coming to me and saying, okay, you know what, I got this, and this I want, and this is how much it's going to be for salary wages, so much for benefits, and so much for blah, 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 but I need this much for supplies, and this much is miscellaneous, and there's an amount there. I mean, I'm going to ask that person what that's for.
There's
so
no amount in the budget for it.
For miscellaneous, there's an amount for every department has an amount for miscellaneous. That's my point.
Well, I'm looking at tax collector. There's nothing.
Well, maybe that department doesn't have one.
The planning board has one for miscellaneous, $50.
Tax assessment miscellaneous has no budget.
Okay.
I'd rather look at like when they pave a road or something, or do some big engineering project, they put miscellaneous expenses.
Like,
that's what I want.
Yeah,
planning
board
$50.
You know,
that's
a big chunk of change.
I would presume that this is a FedEx envelope that they would have to, you know, ship.
I think the planning board had miscellaneous.
Planning board, I just looked now.
Yeah, $50.
$50. Yeah.
It's probably either, you know, a petty cash thing that will happen, or, you know, a FedEx envelope that somebody will have to pick up, or if they go, you know what I mean? It's so
something they can't
it's
in my name.
It's minute.
Okay. Yeah,
good question, though. It's a good question.
Just asking a question.
I want to go backwards a little bit here, because Justin made some suggestions of cuts, and there was no agreement or disagreement on any of them. What are we going to do about the road department employees? Are we going to do part-time?
Yeah, I wrote it down. Change new full-time employee
to
mid-year and part-time. To
we just didn't get a...
Oh, I thought that was
a full agreement on it or anything. So that's what I wanted. Rob, what are you thinking about that?
Yeah, definitely. Part-time is good.
And
sure. But I think that there is a need to have one. Don't actually complete it.
Okay. Same thing for me.
So part-time or mid-year?
No, both. Start mid-year, part-time.
Mid-year, part-time.
And what would the salary be? What do you got in there now? Like 30?
Like
42?
I think I have 32,000 for full-time labor, then whatever the benefit.
So part-time, you're looking at what, 12,000?
Well, hourly rate.
Yeah, I would
pay
them hourly. So that I would just take a look at what the hourly rate would be.
Yeah, but
what's part-time considered, less than 30 hours?
That's
32 hours.
So maybe 8 to
25.
Yeah,
20,000.
I thought it was 25.
Anybody who works 31 less is a part-time.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
But if you get somebody working 31 hours...
You're basically going to pay them a full-time rate.
You're basically full-time. So we're looking, you know, 20, 25
hours. I don't know if it's still in effect, but many years ago we determined that part-time was 25 hours or less.
That's what I thought, too. Well, that's what I think, but determine if you got health benefits.
Whatever you budget to.
If you're working more than
20. No, I think that's...
Why do you think it's probably higher?
Yeah.
Well, we might not meet them every week, we might just, you know.
Seasonal, maybe.
Concentrate heavy on summer, because that's where a lot of grass cutting and things like that.
You gotta go through the roof.
People have to work at, you know, his department.
Is he gonna go to the road department, or is he going to the park?
He will go to the road department, as far as.
Because the park people are attached to the road department, correct?
One guy.
A seasonal.
A seasonal employee is attached to the road department, his hours are split, correct me if I'm wrong here, between DPW and, his salary is at least, between DPW and recreation. Because we will pull him if we need him.
Yeah, his first priority is road department, second is recreation.
I think it's the opposite.
Now, is that civil service?
No, it's not, it's seasonal, part-time. His first priority is rec, if I can pull him if I need him.
No, if he can go do, clean the toilets and then pick up the trash, and then if she needs him for something else.
Right, then I will pull him, it's rare that I do pull him. I will tell council that last year, I did take a look, I did an estimate of how much time our DPW guys are giving to recreation, and the estimate I came up with was about $12,000 in salary that we've given to rec. It's not that I want to take them away, but I
just... We gotta limit that.
I just...
They put a cap on, basically, you know.
That's not including the seasonal employee?
That's not included, well, no, I'm sorry, that includes my, the one seasonal, the part-time seasonal.
That's what, mainly what, just doing the grass and garbage up there?
I think we need that seasonal.
Whatever, maybe it needs to be done.
If there's a problem at the park, we bring the loader up and help them take care of the problem.
Yeah, it does.
Right, the, for example, the picnic tables were moved, and you know, the kids come in there at night, move them, so we bolted and welded them down, which didn't work anyway, but we did take the DPW guy to do that, so...
Still didn't work, you bolted and welded them down?
No, you found them.
Yeah, they found a way to unbolt them.
Yeah, and now lately I heard it was in the pool, the picnic table, one of the picnic tables for the park.
That happens most every winter.
That's not good.
I do want to help recreation, and I'm willing to give them that assistance, but...
Yeah, I don't even think we should focus it on it being recreation. I think something like, that's part of buildings and grounds, the parks, and it's our responsibility for the betterment of the whole town to maintain those things.
I think
sure those garbage cans are...
Just before we get too far into that, Justin, I know you want to see him part-time. You're okay with him part-time, season?
I'm okay with part-time, but I think we need to look at some more efficiency in the road department. I think there's certain things that I think that need to be...
Okay.
I might say audited, but I think looked at better.
Dave, you're okay with part-time?
Well, I don't know what the difference is going to be and how much we're going to save if the salary goes to $16,000 for half a year. What they're going to be making hourly, and what the...
We'll have to calculate and give you those numbers.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at the hourly
rate
of
labor.
Being saving the benefits.
It's
going to
be between $8,000 and $12,000 for somebody part-time 20 hours.
You're probably talking about $15,000, $20,000 in savings.
Okay, so that then that doesn't have to, you don't need the a list for that because it's part-time.
That's right.
And we'd save on benefits, like.
Right.
And also, I remember down the road that the road department's looking to get a lawnmower to be a little more efficient as far as mowing somebody's lawn. I think that $12,000 that could be left, maybe part of that could go towards buying that equipment that they need so they can get these things done a lot quicker. You know what I mean?
Right. And Rich, you're okay with that too?
Mentioning that.
I'd go seasonal.
Okay.
Part-time seasonal.
We got the majority that says the part-time, so we'll look at what the final cost of that is before we make the final decision on that. Okay. Council and mayor salary was the other one that Justin suggested going backwards to, you know, last year's level.
I mean, I appreciate that it was included in there, but I don't know the, I mean, again, I didn't realize it had been that long. No one wants to say no to more money, but I'm in agreement with Justin. It just looks, when you look at that percent difference, 30% increase, it's going to be a red flag for people, and, you know, I don't know. A lot of what we do is, you know, community service, so, I mean, again, if I end up getting more money, great, but I'm in favor of not taking it right now either.
Okay, Dave?
I don't care either one way or another, to be honest.
Okay, Justin, we know you want it taken out, Rich?
I don't care either way.
Okay, and I'd like to see it taken, kept in. So, and Rob doesn't care either way, so for now we'll leave it in. And it can always be revisited at another time.
I'm taking it out.
No, we're leaving it in for now.
Yeah, all right. I'd rather take it out.
that can be, all right, let's say we don't do the salary increases, but maybe put something in there for trainings. You know, the
you're more that increase
to go to like
the convention.
I'm not even saying the convention.
Okay. But okay. Various trainings that
well,
may come up.
You want to say the convention.
No, strike that. Strike that out.
No, you understand what I'm saying? No, I mean, like trainings. You know, it's really something there that we need to do. You know.
With the computers or something.
Yeah, there's a training class on environmental issues or.
Absolutely.
You know, how
the
municipal finance.
From the council first.
Right.
Before we do it. I mean, does anybody have an objection to that?
I'd rather take the money out.
I'd still rather take the money out.
Okay.
For what?
Okay.
We're talking about the council salary.
Well, that gives
do you want to keep it in or out? And Dave said keep it in, but don't use it for salary. You have it earmarked in there for council training.
We have already for, isn't there some other budgeted money for that?
There's some.
Right.
Dave was talking about just adding that up.
No, that's ridiculous. Either we're going to get an increase in salary or not.
Well, how do you feel? Would you rather increase or you don't care or you want to keep it the way it is? That was the question.
Yeah, Rob was...
It's...
Either way.
For me, the amount of time you spend, it's totally low. So I'd be in favor of an increase, but it doesn't matter that much. I mean, you know what I mean? So...
We kind of need definite yes and no's now.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got a lot of apathy, so we can leave it in for now if...
I mean, it would
have
a lot to
have another budget.
Say, for example, from 2000 to
2250, I think it was.
2250, so another $250 a year for each. I mean, that's like,
$10.
You know, and some people declined to take it anyway for various reasons. So, you know, it's not going to affect the budget that much. So that's what I mean. This particular thing is not an issue with me. I have issues with a lot of other stuff that gets.
Well, I vote take it out. No, I'm a no, definitely.
I agree.
No, you're a no?
Yeah, I'm a no.
I'm a no.
All right, I'm saying leave it in.
I'm saying leave it in.
Rich? No.
Take it out?
No. Flat no.
A flat no. So it takes out.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we leaving it in?
No, we're taking the raise.
Taking it out.
Oh, we're taking it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we change it. Okay.
Okay, you have anything else, Richard, you wanted to ask about?
That's it.
Okay, Rob.
I got a lot. I looked at this budget like, okay, we have to cut. We're in bad times. The idea is to reduce our debt, and this was the main idea. I mean, we have to get to a point where when Dave says, okay, let's drop this. We don't need this anymore, so let's, you know, save money on our sewer user fee, then we can do that. So I really... looked at it like every single item. I went down the list and I said, okay, let's look at item number one. So when I did it, I was very, and I don't want to say, I was very thoughtful, and I feel that there's really a lot in here that's fluff. Now, it's okay to have some,
yeah,
and I understand.
At the end of the year, you might
right,
get a transfer.
Right, there is. However, when I did look at this, and there's certain areas that there's unknowns, like, for example, the police, at which, if it was up to me, I could easily see us cutting a substantial amount of money from that. However, that's not to be done in this particular budget meeting because I understand, you know, we have a shared services meeting coming up, and so leaving the police alone, okay, which has in it automatic increase in salaries of 4%, which could easily be adjusted right there.
Oh,
so besides for that, I found elsewhere to cut and provided with increases in other certain areas, which I felt needed more, like in equipment for DPW, I increased a little bit. I chopped it up a lot. And everybody's going to say, oh, you know, this is way radical, you know. But you can actually cut out over $200,000 out of this budget right now. And if you go down the list with me, take a few minutes, I can show you how.
I mean, you know.
No, that's what I was going to do. I got everything.
Okay, good. So if can we do that, Mayor? Okay. Okay. For the first page one, okay, I say $4,000 there on page one. In order to do that, I didn't change anything for the top two categories, but I went down to the postage where I see, and what I do, this is when I do a budget, and what I've learned from when I used to be a manager for Marriott, what we do is you look at 3 years past of actual expenditures, okay? You add them together, you get an average, and then you go to the department heads or whoever it is, and you find out exactly what they might be looking for, if there's any new items or whatever, okay? So you add that in, okay? So then you'll come up with actually a better, closer amount for what you really are going to use. So the budget is way closer to your reality, okay? So that might be uncomfortable for a CFO or for, you know, some people that need to see the fluff because, you know, of unknowns. But for example, that postage one, for we could start right there, if you chopped it down to 5,500, that
below 3 year average.
It would be below the 3 year average, but because it also went down quite a bit, I mean, I'm you know, saying that, okay, we're going to have also less need for postage, most probably, okay? And so...
Well, can I ask, what is that postage compared to the tax collector? Because I would say, after what we talked...
The tax collector is zero.
That's the tax collector.
Okay.
Because I'd say, given what we want to do for the collection rate in this particular line item, keep it the way it is. I agree with what you're saying.
Right.
But I think if we want to send out more delinquent notices and stuff, let's keep the postage. Let's start taking advantage of the postage since we budget for it every year.
A lot of people are saving money, and a lot of companies are saving money by using better use of email for notifications and everything else. You still a totally need for postage, however. Okay, so even if we left it the same, okay?
This particular line, just giving it what we talked about, this particular line.
Robert, just keep in mind, we have to 12 o'clock.
Okay, well, there's only...
I'm not trying to hurry you.
There's not a lot of things on every page.
Okay,
so it will go fast.
Everybody has
Does anybody else have any... agreement to reduce that at all, or just leave it at the $8,000 for the postage one?
I say leave it.
I say leave it.
Next year, I think we might have to do more postage.
Okay, printing and binding. Okay, I could chop that down to $500.
Does that anything to do with the code book at all?
Well, that was my question. Where's the money for the code book?
Code book is in my budget.
Right.
It is in there.
It is.
Okay.
So this printing and binding for general administration is not it.
But what is that used for, though? I mean, it's more specifically.
See, I have a problem. Yeah, every year it's the same budget amount, and like it's like almost like no thought was put into it.
Went ahead, that business cards, you know, we saved a lot of money because we're doing our own business cards, and a lot of times we're running our letterhead off on copy paper. I don't know that that's necessarily the most professional way to do things. But I'll give you a couple $100 on the printing and binding. For the
Because look at what we spent over the last 3 years.
Right.
If you look at
we've been doing our own business cards, running letterhead off on copy paper. So we are saving some money there.
Okay.
So I'll give you a couple hundred.
Well, I'm chopping it down to 500 because that's still above your average for the last 3 years. Last year, you only went down to 374.
I'll give you 700.
So it's going to go down to 700.
I'd be happy.
Is that okay?
I'd be happy with that.
Fine, me too. Okay. Other equipment. Okay. Other equipment. Again, three-year average, and that it went up. So this is for what?
It is the copy machine. It is our sorting machine.
Yeah, I keep that.
This is okay.
The copy machine is always problem.
Even though it's new,
it's brand new. But okay, we have a contract with the brand new maintenance on that, or no?
No, it's the same contract that we had with the other copier. We need to take that into account.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I only saved $300 in my estimates on the next page, so skip that page.
No, you
saved
$700.
No, he's moving on to the next
page. I'm going
on page three.
Page three. Okay.
I got to add this up. I got my calculator here. What the
page three, we chopped out. We already saved, because of discussion, $2,250 from the mayor and council. So that was already saved. Okay, so we did that. So then we got a cleaning supplies, okay, on page five. Okay, you got
No, I'm sorry, clerk, materials and supplies.
Page four.
No, page four, I'm sorry, page four, right. I got, from 750, do we need all that much?
We do, and I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
Every year the state of New Jersey is changing my registrar form. I've purchased a ton of paper for registrar this year because I can't keep one state registrar.
So you need that.
You see, the one year they only budgeted 21, and then they needed 700.
Yeah, so we don't want that happening.
I don't want to lose that money, because that's a mandated expense. I can't be without that paper.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so that's it on that page. Page five. Page five, I need to know what is the other contracted services that we're asking $76.95 for.
That's the bond council.
It's payroll.
Wait a minute.
It's payroll, it's the bond council, it's the annual inventory that we do, it's any things that we need in this town. It's more than just one number. Our payroll
okay.
is $5,000 alone.
Uh-huh.
Our inventory is about 1,000, so that's six. Then we have the bond council, if we have
okay.
any other
that's
expense.
Fine. Okay.
You see, we spent $8,500. In 2012, we spent $73 in 2011.
Yeah.
So we're in that neighborhood every year.
All right. So we go to page six then. So we'll leave that unchanged, no problem. Page six, audit services. Now, we're under contract. Can that be reduced at all? That's a question.
No, they're actually cheap.
So
when you look at the other
RFPs. Right, that's correct.
Right, so, okay. So there is that increase in the contract. Okay, so that, okay. That answers that question. All right, so let's see. Materials and supplies for the tax collector on page seven.
Yeah, and I had the other contractual services, too. I did the same kind of thing with the average. I think both of those can be reduced. Other contractual services, the tax collection materials and supplies.
This is on page six, though?
Seven.
Oh, seven, okay.
If you could let me check before you reduce this number, and the reason I'm saying is I know last year we didn't spend a lot because Kay pre-ordered for paper that she prints the tax bills on, and we had extra envelopes and extra paper.
Mm-hmm.
I will have to see if she used it all,
mm-hmm.
or if she still, you know.
You need to reorder.
Yeah. Right. If she has to reorder, then, you know, but I will check and, you know, Christine and I will let you know.
Yes.
Okay. What about the contractual services? What is that? That's
Edmunds cost.
Edmunds.
But let me check, and I will, you know, I'll give you both of those numbers.
Okay. All right. So that would be it on this page, unless they had a miscellaneous. Mm-hmm. There.
If you look, that actually went
no,
down.
Yeah, zero. Okay.
At least 2,000 or close to it.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
What
right.
went down?
What went down? Oh.
Well, at department
right.
total.
Well, so that's because it's a part-time person.
Right. So I mean,
going
also
to
yeah.
All right. On page eight, I had. Tax assessment and legal services. Now, going with the three-year average.
In this memo, we recommended reducing it by $5,000.
Yeah.
Okay, so that will come down to $8,000.
Well, yeah.
Okay, good, because that's what I wrote in. So that,
right,
so right there, that's $7,000 that you guys put in, but I included that in.
What number?
Okay, that's $8,000 it would be for this one.
Yeah, we reduced it by five.
Okay.
Down to five then.
Let's see.
Yeah,
kind of
$8,000.
Yeah,
we reduced.
I just had $300 in savings off this one for. Do they actually need in their budget? They didn't spend anything on conferences and meetings for the tax assessor on page nine. Do they need any budget?
No, they went to the conference last year because.
Oh, they did.
It,
well, it wasn't in the actual. You didn't put it in there.
No, I said you probably didn't go to the conference because. Ah,
okay. But normally they would, because for the last 3 years they didn't go. So okay, well then that's fine.
First year.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. So then, on page 10, for the engineering contractual services, is that going to change, and would that be affected because of the fact that we just learned that with Finelli has a little conflict with the Ryan Holmes situation, and that we will have to probably use. Suburban again or something. Will that change?
Well, that was going to be discussed Tuesday night in the budget session. That's
okay.
Number one. Number two.
I didn't know that. Well,
do I? No, because anything that had to do with the project downtown was paid out of escrow.
Okay.
That's the number that we budgeted for engineering services. July. That's okay.
Okay.
Everybody's looking at me like, what?
Okay.
I suggest we
we keep it at 50.
So that 50 has nothing to do with Rhine, we don't have to worry about budgeting for Rhine Homes because it's all escrow.
It's all escrow, that's correct.
Just please make sure we get a scope of services from Andrew.
And we think...
Don't we think we should have a scope so that he... Or it doesn't matter because it's escrow.
That's
their problem. It's Rhine Homes' problem.
The reason...
Okay, all right.
Christine, the reason that you made it 50 up from 40 was because you feel that there's going to be more of a need?
Well, we have transitional, you know, we built a little bit in there so that they...
So this one, there is some.
A little bit of transitional time.
Okay.
Also, last year we had a lot of engineering work associated with the legal work.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my question. Do we need to increase, I have a couple of things that we might need to increase. Do we need to increase it because of the litigation for engineering? I'm assuming we'll be using Andrew for that as well.
Yeah, we have to.
So do we need to, did we put money in for litigation? I think we...
We did. I think we put the same in as last year. We were waiting...
And we were way off on
it. No, last year we were short and we used $35,000 in and 35. And this is where, you don't want to put money right now so much that it puts the burden on the budget.
So you do have some in there.
So... Like, we just have $700 out of Clark's budget, or whoever's budget, finance budget. This is where, in November, I sit down and I say, okay, you didn't spend all your money. Could you please not spend them because I need the $700 because I need to put it in the legal budget.
Right.
So if we start, and I understand we need to cut and totally agree that, we should...
Yeah, we can't cut too much
budget,
because we need
to
make sure we have the money.
Back in 2010, we needed to find $2,000 when I came into trunk there, and we couldn't find
$2,000.
It
won't be anything
so
too...
What's
going to happen in November, instead of coming here and asking you for trunk there, I'm going to come here with an emergency.
I've learned that.
There has to be perfect balance between let's cut to the bone and let's leave some room.
So the question is, though, you do have money in there for the engineering litigation.
I think 50 will be enough.
But that includes the regular professional
right.
services. Can you do me a favor, though, and have it broken out on the voucher list and on this budget so that we have it, so we can see how much was spent for the engineering litigation? So it's not clumped in with our general, with finale.
Well, it's going to be different engineer now.
I know.
So.
Okay.
It will be separate.
All right. But so everybody's done on that one? Okay. So we're going to leave it at 50. That's good.
Can we go back one? I'm trying to save time by going with you as you go along.
Okay.
On the page before, on page 9, the legal... So the $69,000, $38,000 is going to be the general attorney. That's what we agreed upon with the RFP. So that leaves $31,000 for litigation. You think that's enough? I didn't get to read the new memo from them.
Oh, you got the memo.
I didn't read it, though.
I wasn't sure if I'm allowed to talk. I think it's enough? Probably not, but I think Ms. Thompson may be...
What did they say? What are they estimating? I didn't read
it. More than what the number you just said. $150,000 in total. We spent 80, so it's an additional...
70.
70.
And we're going to... Are they anticipating this whole thing to be over this year?
No. In my email, I said that we would have Joe and Dick come in and discuss that memo with you once you've read it.
We're going to hopefully recoup these costs in the cases, right?
Yeah.
Right? That's
what
the plan, right?
For the case is significantly more than what the total cost of the attorneys would pay.
That's
assuming that we get everything.
I mean, if we get everything, most of it's going to be going. I don't want if we get everything, most of it's going to the attorneys.
The point that I tried to make at the last meeting,
when does it become cost effective to say...
When do you break even?
Not that I have a lot of experience in that, but usually when you're in a lawsuit, the other people end up paying for your attorney fees.
We don't know that.
Dick has said not in this case. He doesn't think that we'll get attorney fees in this case.
No, this is negotiated, right?
Because if they keep dragging this thing out and out and out, what are we getting out of this?
It's actually the judge. I think that we need to send a letter to the judge saying either poof or come to the sewer plant or get off the pot.
Okay, so we can't go any farther.
For right now, that should be enough, the 69 for the litigation for this year, though.
Yeah, like I said, we don't know where the police and the CWA and the other items come in.
Again, I don't want to increase things, but I want to make sure we're not burned at the end of the year.
Well, if it happens that, you know, we have extra room somewhere else, I would love to put it.
But we're very close in our budget. We don't really have a lot of wiggle room as far as.
All right, so then if we just want, let me finish here. Planning board, legal advertising, it just jumped up to $3,000 from $193 in the budget before that. Maybe it was just a typo.
Let me look. Why are we going?
Because it went from 300.
I had the same question.
Page 10.
Oh, yeah.
Page 10.
300 to 3,000.
It's probably a typo.
Yeah, my original, I'm going, oh, you have the original.
But it should be reduced to 200 anyway.
Team has a reasonable budget request, so you want me to help you look for it?
And they're pretty good about explaining it, so I that was one of my questions.
Right,
they
must have.
Planning board, where is it? Legal advertising.
Well, see, I'd be worried about.
It's a typo.
Yeah, it is a typo. Okay.
Yeah, it's a 300.
So right there.
But was it calculated?
$2,700. Then for contractual services, they have 4,000. I don't know if I mean that they already have. They're paying their attorney. I mean, we hardly have any new development. You know, I don't know why they need to have $4,000. So I reduced it to 1,000. I don't know if that would be good, but I dropped it down to planning board contractual services on page 11 to 3,000 from 4,000.
You've well, we have something to discuss. We're going to discuss that executive.
Okay.
On Tuesday?
Tuesday night, yeah.
Okay. There's another issue. I would leave that for now until that is all discussed.
Okay.
Because that could lead to more expenses.
Fine. All right. Then going to the bottom of page 11, the Board of Adjustment has a part-time person. You put in a budget request for $4,000 when last year was only $1,000, the year before that, $1,600, $2,100, the year before that. So I could say $2,000 right there, unless they're getting another person.
No.
I mean, I don't understand why that should be higher.
Are they paid by actual hours worked?
Yes, their hours.
Yes, they are.
So that could be it. If there's not a lot of stuff before the planning board, they don't have a lot to do.
Variances.
If there is more that comes through,
sure.
You know, they're putting in more hours.
I mean, you don't know before
they right.
Said,
yeah.
You know, it's the same person as the planning board secretary.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, right, and it's based on so many per hour.
They had a lot going on with the Washington Square.
Right, they based it on 284
hours.
Well,
that was planning board.
Planning board, okay.
Board of Adjustment.
You know, it's 284 hours a year. That's what it's based on.
And that's split up in the budget in two places for Pat, right? Or no?
Well, zoning is 284.
Right, and it's 994 here.
Right, so if you tell me.
So that's still way less than 4,000.
More than 100 hours.
Right. I mean, we don't know what cases come before.
So easily, but easily that's high. I mean, you know, you could easily see that. Because even if you combine the two, the zoning and the Board of Adjustment.
But we're not combining them. They're two separate.
I know. But even if you did, what I'm saying is you still have a high amount here for this part-time person for 4,000 when last year was only 1,000, the year before 1,600, the year before that. 2,000. So you can save 2,000 right there if you change it to 2,000. See that?
Yeah, I know, but we don't know what's going to come in this year. And again, if it's an extra 1,000 at the end of the year, we're probably going to be transferring to something else.
Just like the doctor said, if she needs extra, to take the extra walk up or something else.
Yeah, I just say it's because of that, because we don't know what, it's not like it's a supply or something. We don't know what's going to come in. I think we're better off keeping it.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
I have to make no sense.
There is a state statute that says that you, salaries and wages, you cannot go in the red. So if that money is all used up in the first 9 months of the year, for 3 months, they're not going to have any meetings because we can't pay.
Right, yeah. And that's another reason.
And we won't have meetings until November, and then if I have any.
But there's plenty of money in the budget, though. For it's there, and even if you take off $2,000 off that, you still have the zoning amount that she's.
But it's
too much
per hour from planning board to zoning and vice versa.
Right. Separate entities.
Separate line items.
Okay. So you still didn't explain to me why you're going up from 994 actual expenditures last year to 4,000 this year.
It's what was it the year before and the year before that?
The year before it was 1,600.
No,
the year before that was 2,160.
So the highest amount in the last 3 years was 2160. Last year was only less than 1,000.
How about if we put it at 3,000?
Fine. Is that okay with
At the very least, I would say, why isn't, how'd they come up with the number 4,055? Why
That's
isn't it flat?
$284
hour,
$14
yeah.
an hour.
Right. Oh, she got a raise, like.
No, I think that's
why isn't it 3,995 like the past 3 years?
We worked in a 2% building for everyone.
Oh, okay. So it's a raise. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's
not like she got
Yeah, right.
Hold up. All right.
Hold
up. That was just a 2% for everybody part-time this seasonal and all that stuff?
We gave 2%. We worked
That would be a session, isn't it?
That's a different session.
Okay.
After you discuss that, you come back to me and I'll adjust the numbers.
All right. Not having it.
Right. But, and then I move to page 12. Okay.
You know, I'm still on it. So it's not the same time, too. So
we have
you kind of go...
We put that at 3,000.
You
want to go fast. There's a lot of pages.
All right. Well, if I do it with you, we don't have to me go through every single page. So.
Okay.
1124.
What is it?
You have to.
All right. I missed it because we're going so fast. That $2,500 for planning board contractual services.
I'm just
with discussing
that
in the executive session.
Right.
Why?
Okay. We'll have to stand in for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you would be involved.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Can we move forward to page 12?
It was just one of my questions.
Is that okay with everyone? Okay.
We can move up to page 16.
Yeah, all right. Well, Board of Adjustment Legal Services. So you want to just keep that fluffed, even though last year we only spent
$300? It's not just last year they didn't have any zoning meetings.
Yeah, well.
She didn't show up. Attorneys didn't bill for any work. So that means you guys didn't have any zoning issues.
Right. But even if you average the last 3 years like you did, you should probably save $1,000 there, but no one else wants to do that. We can move on. That's fine. No? Okay.
So what happened to that extra money?
I'm just, you know, trying to save money here.
Okay.
Okay, I move to page 14, where you can also save. I believe you probably...
Robert, hold on.
Yes.
Did you just hear what I just thought? Esther, I said...
I didn't hear anything.
Okay. We looked at the legal services. I'm sorry to stop everybody, okay?
Okay.
But the first year is $4,500, $4,000 the second year, the third year is $4,000, okay?
Yep.
They only used $308 last year. The rest of that money goes right to the fund balance.
Yep.
So,
so
either way, we're not hurting ourselves.
Okay.
So,
no,
but I understand your point of view.
Okay.
Go on, sorry.
That's fine. Right. Okay.
I make that point.
Now, I have a question. Won't our insurance go down for this year? I mean, why is there an automatic increase in our contract? Is that why? For
liability insurance?
Yeah, so say for that one.
We have a letter from our broker that says it anticipates 2% increase.
That's right.
Okay, so that one should be increased. So we're going to leave that one fine. Well, that's okay. But then for the group health,
it's down.
It should be
down.
Should be down.
It is
down. Yeah, but is that down enough? Or
well,
because
down.
We're
going to
be
wait.
It's
going
to
get
wait. Please wait a second for Christine to finish talking. Okay. Didn't hear what she said.
I'm sorry. Don't forget, it will go down more when we take the number outright for our DPW worker. So it's
so,
down.
Okay.
It
Thanks.
Will go down more.
Okay. That's okay. Good.
When you do that calculation, but it's down almost $40,000.
Okay.
Because of
months.
The tax collector and
right. the tax collector because Rich Fellin is no longer
yes.
covered.
So there's going to be quite a bit of savings. We know. Okay. So then I, of course, just mentioned the police, and we can't really cut that right now. So page 17, emergency management, you're increasing that a couple thousand dollars. I just want to know how come.
We hired a deputy emergency management personnel. By statute, we're required to have one.
Okay. And so that's the reason for the
right.
increase.
Salary.
Okay, then that's fine. All right. Now, for fire department, let's see, next page would be...
the same amount every year.
Yeah, it's 18, page 18. Other equipment, you budget the same amount every year. You want to continue just doing that, just to have extra fluff in there?
We just
yeah.
give them
just
33,000.
Yeah, and so you split it this way. This is where
and
you put it in the budget account. Okay.
It's their money.
Right. And the same with the first aid squad. With their
right.
amount. Okay. But so in between that, or right after that, on page 19 I'm at now then, even though fire department has miscellaneous, and we don't like that one, but we'll, because you're putting, you explain it. Okay.
Well, this is entire allocation
yeah.
we're giving them. We just called it
you split it. Right. Okay.
You know, donations,
on the bottom of page 19, we get into the fire and safety code enforcement
mm-hmm.
person. here, it seems that he's asking for more money, and it's still, we only have the
fire officials and the one part-time? I mean, how's that work on that?
Where are we asking for more money, right?
Where is he asking for more money?
The part-time salary is what you're talking
about? Oh, you, okay, yeah. So in other words, that's just a 2% increase.
That's correct.
Okay, and that's 2%.
Which will probably be.
Okay, that's all right. All right. But office supplies, $1,500 for that on page 20 in the middle?
Yeah, it was zero.
And it was zero before that?
I mean, he spent zero.
Right.
And the year before it was only 500.
But if you look at his overall budget,
yeah,
he has $4,600 budgeted, $4,300 expended. So he spends almost entire budget short of $300.
Yeah, but you know what happens? Sometimes if people know that there's a budget amount, and you just know this from experience, they, at the end of the year, say, you know what, I'm going to use up that money. You know what I'm saying?
He put everything he charged everything to vehicle maintenance.
And materials and supplies.
And materials and
supplies. $2,500, so maybe he only budgeted $5,000.
He didn't call it office supplies, he called it materials and supplies. But he spent almost his entire budget. You take a piece out. He may have, even his education and training, he probably bought materials and supplies for education and training and thought, sounds like materials and supplies. As long as he's, you know, charged it. Because if you see his materials and supplies went up $1,000.
Yeah.
But he's not asking you to give him $2,500.
No, right.
You know, if you want to be fair, you can cut it, but you got to give him $25 for materials and supplies.
Is this different than the dedicated penalties that he gets?
It is different, yes.
So, on top of that, what did we take in dedicated penalties last year that he spent?
That he spent, I'd
have to get that
number
for you. I would like to have that number.
Do you have it? Not off the top of my head, but
because
I can tell you not much.
Not much. Didn't we have a light bulb put on there?
You don't know how much you spent of that as well?
I will pull.
I mean, that's on top that there's no accounting for as revenue to him because he can spend it however he wants.
No,
well,
you
just
purchase orders through requisitions.
I understand that, but I mean,
it
still has to go through the process.
Right.
But that's on top of the dedicated penalties are on top of the budget that I have.
Just to keep you informed, in the co-book committee, we were discussing his ordinance, and the idea is starting with, as soon as we pass a new ordinance, the department should become self-sufficient. That's the idea. That's the whole plan.
What, for the fire department?
No, for the fire's code inspector.
Fire official.
Right, fire official. So right now, in this year's budget, pretty much we can't change it that much. But I was just trying to change it a little bit. That's all.
But I will get you the information on as far as penalties collected, just his penalty, not the fire portion, but penalties collected versus spent.
Right. And then the bottom, of course.
Position, correct?
Right.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Can we move?
Right?
The bottom page 20, of course, Justin already mentioned the fire hydrants, which is a good idea. Mm-hmm. So now I'm on page 21. And then I just saw a high amount for streets and roads for overtime. And so, you know, I want to see if we can get that down, too, because overtime, you know, if we are getting FEMA money back, and I don't know how much is you know, dedicated in this budget towards overtime for the streets and roads, but if that could be, you know, cut a little bit.
Now, does that overtime include what would be put away in the snow plowing fund for them?
Yeah.
Slush fund? What do they call it?
No, the trust fund.
Yeah.
Snow reserve.
Oh, sorry,
reserve.
Sorry.
Snow melt to slush.
I think it's snow. Yeah.
Snow slush. Snow melt to slush, right.
I got it, Justin. So, that
so we're leaving? I mean, what? Would anybody see?
You know what, Rob? That's a gamble every year.
Just to let you know, from October 29th, probably till November 8th, roughly, entire
80% of overtime?
Most of the wages were Storm Sandy related,
yeah.
So they weren't charged to the budget. So they were charged to that slush fund.
Okay.
So, where in another year, we could have had them working on their regular cleanup pay
and
charges would have gone here. So, you know, 313 versus 351, we had a gentleman on the workers' comp injury. So you know, the insurance was reimbursing us a portion of their salary. There is a lot of factors in why entire amount of budget wasn't extended.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Right.
Can
but,
we stay right on that same thing? Are you done with that, with the road department overtime?
Nobody wants to cut it, I guess, right? No?
I don't recommend it.
Not
okay.
just that time.
No. Fine, then, yeah.
It's still too early.
I'm still on
this. We don't know where we're going to get this year.
Yeah.
The streets and roads seasonal, the 12,000. Last year there was nothing budgeted there. This year you asked for 12.
Well, we spent 13.
Okay.
Last year. We just probably.
But who is that? Who is that? The road department seasonal, or is that the rec department?
It's
seasonal?
A portion of the rec department hours to go there, and when we pull seasonals in, storm related work.
How much of that 12,000 went to the rec department?
Was that 5,000, Tasha? I think almost positive it was 5,000 last year.
I'm thinking no.
Okay, so the other 7,000 then would be for snow plowing and things like that?
Seasonals that we have to pull in to help us out with brush pickup.
Is there any way that we can break that out, the difference? Because that skews the numbers.
Yeah. You mean like name one recreation seasonal,
yeah.
name
yeah.
another one
yeah.
normal seasonal,
yeah.
I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Even like you need to be five guys in the snow plow. You know who's making what.
At the bottom of that page, vehicle maintenance, if we're going to buy that new front loader, which is in the budget, then we could reduce this maybe a little more or no?
We've been over budget the past
year.
So,
they got a
okay.
lot of old vehicles.
So this is, again, a little safety matter.
Repair.
Leave it
yeah,
high. Okay.
We spent so much on repair. Remember the
yeah. And same with other equipment.
You put
so we won't go there.
Street sweeper. That cost almost $6,000.
All right.
What about the other equipment? You know, if you look at that, Abbott, can that be reduced from
$10,000? And you can forget about that new small little lawnmower that they want.
Well, that could be worked in somehow.
You know,
I don't have a problem. If it's going to be dedicated, if we can dedicate it to the lawnmower, then keep it at $10,000.
Yes.
But if it's just going to be $10,000,
zero turn that they want.
Yeah.
They said that would help them tremendously.
Huge help.
And I know, believe me, it
right.
does.
If we can make sure we're,
and
you
it's $5,000 for that or something, right?
Yeah.
So.
And they didn't want to go to the rec department and borrow theirs and run all the way down there, wait an hour.
You know, the rec department did reduce their materials and supplies by $30,000
right.
in order to help pay for that purchase of the loader. So
okay.
keep
probably.
That in mind
yes.
in their
yeah.
overall bottom line budget
right.
when we're making cuts here.
Right. So, but I'm saying keep it at $10,000 if we're buying that lawnmower.
Yeah.
I would be
okay.
agree with that.
I'd be agreeing with that.
So then fine. So I just want just in the, I'd just like to go real quick now if I could, because there's only a few more things and we should finish and other people want to talk. So page 22, chemical gases and materials, can we drop that at all? I had $10,000 left.
You
even
dropped $10,000. No, I don't.
You don't think that you can? Okay. Let's see. Parts on streets and roads, again, same thing. You think that that's, you're going to need that much?
I'm sorry, Rob, where?
For streets and roads vehicle parts. I mean, you just had the same budget amount for the last 3 years.
But spent 11 and 8 in the last 2 years.
Earlier
yeah, but now again, we're going to be, a lot of that went to the front loader repairs, and, you know, we did repair the sweeper already, so a lot of those repairs are going to come down. We shouldn't need.
A lot of that is like simple maintenance, tires, windshield
yeah.
wipers.
Right.
But I think we can recoup that
yeah.
if we decided to auction off the old loader. We might go get, you know, whatever.
We won't need new tires for the loader.
Yeah, yeah.
So we might
need
them for
right.
other trucks.
Right. Right. I only changed that 1500.
I think we can recoup
okay.
that or keep the loader. I don't
so
know.
So leave it. That's fine. Okay, the next page 23. Solid waste collection. Is that by contract? We
yeah,
can't.
Contract.
So we have to. Okay. And how many years left on that contract?
We have to start negotiating this year.
One more?
Yeah, we have one more year.
One more, right. Okay. How's that? Okay, page 24. This was the same thing that, I guess Rich brought it up first about the cleaning supplies and maintenance, if it can all be come out of here and then divvied up maybe better somehow. Maybe we could reduce that, but, you know, I see a lot of repetitive charges for janitorial and cleaning maintenance supplies. They have two different line items, and yet it seems to be the same thing. You know what I mean? So.
All right, I'll take a look at that.
All right. Page 25.
What are the, on the other page, what are the contractual services that they use?
Well, the cleaning.
Carpet cleaning, floor cleaning?
Yes.
Okay.
On page 25, the plumbing, air conditioning, that can be increased, and this is what I was mentioning before about this other, you know, getting the air conditioners repaired in here. Would that go in here?
I do not want to increase operating budget for capital expenditures because that's going to impact your cap. If you want to do capital projects,
it's under cap. Right, okay, so that's good. Right. So it's not under this account.
Right.
Okay, fine, okay. That's
this is neat.
Question, right?
This is winterizing the air conditioner, turning the heat on, et cetera.
Hopefully you can have an automatic thermostat, so.
Or maybe more than, it's only one zone.
Yeah.
Four other animals.
Yeah,
it's
only one zone here. No problem.
All right. Shade tree.
It's downstairs.
Down at the bottom here. Now, are we obligated to pay them a certain amount? Is that why this
is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the answer to that one?
Which?
I missed it.
I didn't do that one.
Oh.
Because it's, again, similar to what they said before. So. I'm on page 26. The only big change I had here was in recreation. Now, I have a main question first, and it's just to the CFO and the manager. Why? There's new accounts, and I guess that's because you're leaving it open for the rec commission when they change into a commission? Yeah, you have a lot of these new accounts coming.
They're not new. They're
open.
Their accounts, but... or they are from 2010 when all the expenses were run through the current fund and all the revenues were coming to current fund.
Yeah.
They're gone. We have commission. We give them $40,000 in salaries and wages, $7,500 in park maintenance costs, and that's it. So on the new system, especially on these two accounts.
Okay.
So the four, and that's the $40,000, both the director and secretary.
Yes.
Okay.
That's both their side. That's all okay. That's my question. Okay, good. So it takes care of that. And this, so that when we get to materials and supplies, does that include...
What page?
I'm sorry, on page 28. It's about three quarters of the way down. Materials and supplies for rec. Does that include anything that they want to do with the upgrading of the outside the, on 31, the
sign?
Outside the field? No,
the mulching.
The mulching, yeah.
Or is that new plant we agreed upon?
Yeah,
that's the new plant.
That is.
The playground mulch.
What else? Is that
nothing
it?
Nothing.
Because that wouldn't come to...
That's what we gave
them
last year.
$7,000.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with the embankment. Right?
So that can be lowered. Am I right?
No.
I mean, because...
I mean, you can do anything you want.
But
well, sure.
Can anything could be done.
You can tell them they're paying for the plant last year.
Yeah, we already said we would pay for that plant and everything.
Yeah, and so how much
and
was it? Right.
And
so
we're taking out the $17,000 capital, so I would say...
Well, was that totally agreed on? I didn't get to the page. But, I mean,
no, we did in the beginning.
Yeah, but I mean,
all agreed.
Okay, what good.
Weren't right. we going to pay the salaries just to jumpstart because they're going to become self-sufficient? I don't know we're going to do that for. Do we know how much money they took
in? Sure.
They're not self-sufficient.
Wait a second. Do we know how much money that they took in?
We can, as soon as I finish closing books, yes, but I can tell you how much revenue they brought in cash, yes.
Now, I have another question as to salary and wages. If somebody's a new person, are they still entitled to a 2% automatic increase? Like, if the position was just created for recreation director or say whatever position it is, isn't there like a waiting period before they would
be
allowed to get an increase?
No, there really is none, but...
Because automatically we're giving them a 2% increase too.
Stated that he wanted all the increases for the part-timers to come out, right? You want to work those numbers?
Right. Oh, so they are.
I wanted all that.
Oh, well, I'd be in favor of that, sure.
Yes.
I didn't know we agreed on that. Is that...
We didn't
bring it up.
That's what
I
said.
Oh, good.
Just
fine.
Because I know he wants to do it.
No, I would be in favor of that, too. Is that good? You agree with that?
Yeah, I thought we were talking about it in executive session because it had to do with the contract.
That's right. No, they're not part of the CWA. That's a separate discussion.
Okay.
I'm in favor of that, too.
Good. So then that's four people. Page 33, nothing there, because that was, it's going to be changed anyway. The municipal library, we can't change because that's, right.
I have a question on the municipal library.
What page are we on now?
Page 35.
Just out of curiosity, for the end of this year, it shows that we only spent $154,000. Are we going to owe them again that $20,000?
Yeah.
But it's already in the budget. We don't have to worry about it.
Correct.
That's
I mean, whatever they didn't spend is their money. So after we pay all of their bills, because there's some bills coming in January and February for last year, we pay everything out. Whatever's left is theirs. We have to write them a check and hand them
a
check.
And we have no control over saying whether or not they should buy new computers or they have to keep buying these. I know, and that's upset, but I just want to bring that up. All right, thank you. So now on page 36, is there a way to save on electricity? Because it seems that it's up a lot higher than the three-year average, and you have it estimated at $54,000. Can that be changed? At least 10,000. I had to change 14,000 to 40,000.
But now we have one more building that we didn't have. Like, I think last year was it a full year of public work?
Yeah, it was. That included that.
It's still a transition, I think.
And they have their separate. Don't they have separate electric, Bill?
Doesn't matter. I mean, all
So then fine.
So I mean.
And aren't we going to get a break when they put the solar field?
So I'm saying this should go down.
That's the big question.
This is
a couple of expenses.
But we don't know yet.
We don't know when that project will be completed.
Or do we want to just leave it in as more fluff in there? But, I mean, if you want to cut, seriously, this is a good place. Right there is $10,000.
Yeah.
I would be okay with 50. I don't know if I would be okay with 44.
Why?
Because we don't know. We really don't know.
The attorney sends you a bill for $80,000.
Yeah, this is where we can get that money for the litigation.
I got it.
All right, so you want to use the sum for fluff. All right, so say 44, you'd be okay with?
I call it fluff.
44, you'd be okay
with? No, 50,000. 50,000.
Please try, Rob.
All right. All right. Traffic lights. Is there any way we could also save on there?
Well, there is. I've been trying to prod JCT&L to include us in that program for the LED light fixtures, and I wish they would do
program.
That. A pilot program.
Right.
And I just don't hear anything about it. That would cut that off tremendously.
Yeah. So
they keep saying they don't do it in this area, but you know, I know Bridgewater has them. Raritan has them where I work.
But anyway, for the last 3 years, I mean, you want to keep some more fluff in there, and that's fine. But obviously, you know, there's at least $5,000 extra in there. So if you move down to telephone, now in your recommended changes on the first page, did you include changing this total?
Yes.
Taking the whole thing out?
Yeah,
$2,187 we reduced there.
Now,
so what's the new number then?
Let's say it's going to be $18,000 or $17,500.
You can't reduce it any more than that? Because of, look at the usage. I mean, and then with the use of cell phones nowadays. I mean, so there's again fluff, but if you want to say at 18, we're having a lot more fluff.
Do we have 15. Full service of Verizon, or who do we have it through? You know,
we have Verizon here.
Is there a way to bundle, like do a bundle package? Can we, municipal government, do that?
Would
I say like a bundle? Like a triple
Comcast.
Play. I'm not saying Comcast. Don't promote Comcast.
Oh, I don't.
But something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Would that save us money?
I don't need to buy this at all.
Yeah,
you don't. I don't even know.
Even
if you buy it, it will be
waste
of service.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. We have Comcast something here.
Can we make it 15?
Yeah. Can we make it 15? That's the question, right?
How about 18?
Okay.
That's what
we're offering. So 18, almost, 18.5. So you save another $500, that's fine. Maybe a little bit helps. On water, same thing. We
so
can't save there?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, meaning we can't save
water.
There?
That's 18.5.
On page 37,
we
water?
10.5, the budget is 12. We water one more lawn or something.
Okay, so don't change that one. Fine. But then move down to natural gas and explain to me then why we can't reduce that quite substantially.
Yeah. I think we kept it high last year because of the, we weren't sure what the DPW building as far as the heating bill. So we could potentially reduce it.
$15,000 to make it 15?
I was looking for 20.
20, I'd say 20 too. Be honest, you don't know the price of gas.
All right, another five for flop, that's fine. $20 is a nice reduction of $5,000. Thank you.
Gasoline. $10,000. It's going down from $30,000 to
$20,000. Okay. $10,000. You're right. Gasoline and diesel. We raised it last year because the prices were going to go up. I remember at the budget meeting. Is there a need for this high amount this year, or are we just being safe?
I wouldn't touch it because of the
we're being safe.
Know,
okay.
You don't know the price.
As far as natural gas is concerned, I just want to bring up a good point here. Okay. the fire department stole brand new energy efficient doors, bay doors, that they bought with their own money. And that really, I think, had a big impact because those are the doors are huge. And they're allowing a lot of heat outside.
Those are brand new doors.
That's also probably another thing right there. Probably
that's going
to
gonna save us more.
Right. Okay. Right.
I'm on page 38 now.
That a lot.
And I just had another question. If we eliminate some of these positions, won't our benefit numbers go down, like Social Security and such? Because
so once we adjust the salaries, based on what you guys,
so that's not in here yet.
Well, it couldn't be because you just
Okay.
You mean
but
you
later on,
apply?
At the next, but later on at the next budget meeting, you know, say when we have that, we'll be able to chop that to. Okay, great.
Not the pension number, but the Social Security.
Yes, it's just Social Security. I understand.
Yes.
Okay. All right, and let's see. And I had another question on the grants. We don't have them in here yet, but again, we have to wait on those because there may be some that we're going to be getting.
Correct.
We just can't put in the budget yet.
Correct.
Okay. So I'm on page 43 now, almost done. Can we save on the contractual services for municipal court?
No.
And
no,
what are
contract.
They?
Yeah, we entered into
it's just
agreement that, with them.
It's just that. And how long is that more left on
one
that?
One more year after this.
One more? Or this is the last year?
No, it's not. This is not the last year.
I think it's the end of 2014.
Right.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Let's see. Page 44. Legal services. We don't want to change, I guess. Okay, that's fine. Capital improvement. I increased it to 15 from 7. I added $8,000 there.
Why?
Because of those, the repairing the air conditioner for this building. So that I put, you know, for there. So I'm, you know, was using some of the savings that I made and increased this amount. So
$25,000 for the air conditioner. What would A do? Were you planning? How are you planning to fund the difference?
Well, I didn't know the price.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
Got
you
it.
Know. So I thought it was actually each unit. I thought there was two down units. I thought each one was around $2,000 each two. So I was going $4,000.
Got it.
Two units.
And $4,000 for whatever else they needed.
Whatever you guys.
Well, no, I think it's just for that section.
Is that enough then, Christine? For the new air conditioners, or should we increase the capital improvement account?
$25,000 is what we need for the air.
Okay. So then, can we go up to $9,500, is what I'm saying then, for your budget request?
From 7?
Yeah.
They should use $25,000.
Yeah, but what about all the other capital projects? I was only adding that on top. Oh, so you're including that in, and you're going to say that that's already included in there, those units, plus any other improvements that you're going to be making.
The air conditioning is not included in it.
The air conditioning is not even part of the period.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Right.
Okay,
that's
so that's why I'm saying, can we increase it from 7,000 to 9,500? To include those, the repair of the air conditioning.
That's no, 25,000.
25, not
2,500.
You have to add 25,000.
Yeah.
So
okay.
You have to take it up to 32,000.
That would take it up to 32,000. I see. Okay. Right.
How much
of 5,000? Thank you.
Yeah, put in there.
Okay, so that's a big difference.
Never mind.
No.
Okay.
I think maybe it should be discussed because
I think we should see where we.
Okay, so not at this time.
Out with the police and our
yeah.
Contract.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, it's a desired thing.
I keep going to see some savings here, and when the talk and I go back and review these numbers, we'll have a better idea where we stand.
Okay.
Hurry up so I can talk. All right,
everyone. So.
Thank you.
Equipment for recreation, we agreed that we're going to eliminate the whole 17, or what's going on with that on page 45?
Does council want to bring them in to discuss this, or are we not entertaining?
I think we should bring them in.
I think we should bring them in.
Why not?
Bring them in. Bring them in!
After we've gotten the final...
yeah, not right away, because
yeah.
It's too early. Right. Okay, 46... Interest we're going to be saving on Green Trust, and that's the most. Okay.
That's yours.
That's already in there. Okay. That's it for me.
Janine, what do you have?
No, I just had a couple of questions. On the current fund, the budget projections for the bond principal, like, is that required? That's mandated. That's how much we have to do. So the increase of $150,000 is mandated. We have to.
Right, because we don't longer have notes. Remember last year we had like something $1,000 to notes principal, and then we don't have that anymore.
Okay,
it's all now in bond.
Okay, All right. I was just wondering if we were just increasing it to pay it off sooner, but no, that's the amount has to be.
No.
Okay.
$39,000 in interest and notes, and notes principal, $82,000 in principal and notes, and we don't have any of those this year.
All right, just out of curiosity, for the revenue summaries, two things. What are we planning on selling for $9,000?
Landowner.
Yeah, the old landowner.
We do not have a reserve from prior sales.
Oh.
And if we have
you're
a
allowed to use
from
it.
Prior sales, you're allowed to use
okay.
it.
Okay, and then what about, what can we do, because every month we get the report, and I'm not, you know, why do we keep having less and less money from the municipal court in revenue? Like, and you're even predicting now $15,000 less. I would think.
Yes, starts with the police department.
Right. If you notice a trend.
See, when you go to that meeting, can you please say, you know, something's up that we're getting less and less in revenue.
But if you look, but if you look at the police reports, every other month it seems like one month we're down, next month the township's up in our tickets, and one month we're down in our tickets, next month we're up in our tickets. So.
Yeah, but overall we're receiving less and less in revenue.
Yes,
but we
that's the bottom
we
line.
We also
right.
did away with the overnight parking, so the revenue is going to go down
even more. Yeah.
Unless we improve the enforcement on the street parking, but, you know.
Right. Mention that up that way.
Yeah, well,
I don't think the impact with that
deal. Well, how many people actually bought permits?
Okay, then I just had, Christine, what line item is the code book in your budget? Materials, printing, it's only $5,500? I thought it was going to be a lot more.
No, because I have an estimate from general code of $4,000.
Okay. And I just want to, for my own thing, the, are there not going to be any, like, surprise purchases on the voucher list? Like, oh, again, going back to this thing with miscellaneous, or you don't really know every single specific item, which is fine, but is there any, like, you know, like, are we going to see anything, say, come September?
What's the surprise?
I don't know.
Computers?
Is that, you know, like, something like that, like a purchase where all of a sudden, you know, we're going to see that kind of thing.
I don't think we'll see any surprises. We just outfitted the whole office with new computers. So.
But that's just the computers, yeah. We don't, none of other anticipated, like,
I'm
purchases.
I'm not interested buying a car for yourself.
Everyone's good.
Right?
Maybe,
no,
you know,
I
would
do the generator, but I don't think we're going to
and then the street project, yeah, the generator. Is the next budget workshop, are we going to talk about, again, you don't want to increase the budget, but...
I don't want to increase, but I have some ideas, so, I mean, I think we'll sit down and
now, with the old motor, are we just going to drive that into the Sinelli thing when we're done with it, or...
Oh, no.
Got to wash it off.
I say auction
it
off.
Yeah.
The 30-year-old loader.
Well, let's use it maybe to knock down that 16 West Warren. What do you think?
Have an action?
Actually, I think
we'll
do it.
Okay. Now, that is a good point. That would be a surprise.
So we
yes.
We have to put someone up because they're living in that house.
There's no one living anymore there. That was determined.
He's living there.
He sneaks back in.
When?
He sneaks back in.
No, not after the last 3 months, because the lady next door has been monitoring it. So I just talked to her.
I want to pull the tire butt up.
Yeah.
He hangs a quick tick all day.
Yeah.
Right.
At night time, he sneaks up and goes in and back.
We got 3 minutes.
I
know the mayor wants to chop at the bit and get me back.
I don't want to cut him out.
That on the agenda?
And
I didn't get
the one on the avenue?
On Washington Avenue, the one that on the sidewalk we now have the overhang thing or whatever?
Well, the construction department is working with an engineering firm to make the repairs. They are allowing...
So we're not paying for it, right?
Right
now.
No. Paramount is allowing the tenant to live there to either break their lease with no penalty or find somewhere else to live. That building will be vacated and the repair is done.
Okay,
all right. That's
where we're standing.
All right. We have anything else for this morning? Hearing none, I accept the motion to adjourn.
So move. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Listen, my recommendation, are we going to have another meeting?
Well, you can talk about it Tuesday night.